Finally, this hour, the sound of comic book superheroes smashing box office records.
How about that?
It all started last weekend when Marvel's The Avengers opened in 39 countries around the world, and it will likely continue when the film hits U.S. theaters tonight at midnight. Legions of fans have already bought advance tickets, and critic Bob Mondello suspects they'll be pleased.
War has started.
And we are hopelessly outgunned.
Oh, spare me. Our guys have a hammer, exploding arrows, a shield, broad shoulders. How are they going to be underdogs in this fight? I mean, sure, the bad guy, Loki, has an army of aliens ready to pounce, but as Iron Man tells him, the Avengers have a not-so-jolly green giant.
Let's do a head count here. Your brother, the demigod.
That'd be Thor.
A super soldier.
Captain America.
Living legend who kind of lives up to the legend.
Iron Man.
A man with breathtaking anger management issues.
Hulk.
A couple of master assassins, and you, big fella. You've managed to piss off every single one of them.
That was the plan.
There's a problem, though. All of the folks that he just mentioned, including those world-class assassins, Hawkeye and Black Widow, don't really play well with others, so turning them into an actual team will take time. Time that director Joss Whedon fills with the kind of one-on-one superhero matchups fanboys can usually only dream about. Irresistible hammer meets immovable shield. Snarky billionaire taunts a guy who's trying to stay calm.
And I'm a huge fan of the way you lose control and turn into an enormous green rage monster.
And who'd win a fair fight? Thor? Iron Man? Hulk? Let's go find a mountaintop and break some trees. There is a plot. The Earth is at risk because our Tesseract went on the fritz and got stolen. Don't sweat the details. It's a cube and it's opening up wormholes for giant eel-like spaceships. Luckily, we've got a gizmo of our own, a nifty battleship that I guess you'd have to call a stealth helicarrier. Still, Whedon knows that mere gizmos do not a superhero movie make, so he's ordered up a lot of quips, some explosive laughs, actually. And so that you can still enjoy the picture if you're over 15, he's made sure that all of his stars get to shine in moments without digital effects. Considering what a 3D traffic jam the Avengers could have been with six heroes in spandex and big-name hangers-on from Samuel L. Jackson to Gwyneth Paltrow, it's impressive that the filmmaker still found time to do things like, say, let Mark Ruffalo be understated as the latest in a line of Hulks.
Doctor, we need you to come in.
What if I say no?
I'll persuade you.
All of this, of course, leading to a bone-crunching, skyscraper-shattering, giant eel-eviscerating showdown that lays waste to much of Manhattan, looks really cool, and sets up what will doubtless be Marvel superhero sequels too numerous to count.
You ready for another bout?
What, you getting sleepy?
Can't say The Avengers makes me look forward to seeing any of its heroes flying solo again, but it does establish that in smaller doses, even the most annoying type A personalities can be amusing. Of course, as a just-released trailer for the last third of Christopher Nolan's Dark Knight trilogy reminds us, a caped crusader movie can aspire to greater things, but nobody says it has to, and Joss Whedon just wants The Avengers to be fun, which it is. I'm Bob Mondello.